Sports Hero Althea Gibson by Tori from Peachtree. A hero to me is someone that isn't afraid to take a challenge. If they face a difficulty, they'd overcome it. Althea Gibson is a hero to me because she overcame the challenges of the world and rose to become one of the greatest tennis players of all time. Even though she faced the prejudice of the segregated America of those days, she ended up winning Wimbledon and other prestigious awards. Althea Gibson was born August 25, 1927, near Sumter, South Carolina. Both her parents were sharecroppers in South Carolina. After she was born, her family moved to Harlem, New York. There, she grew up and started to pick up the game of tennis. She was discovered by Dr. Robert W. Johnson in Lynchburg, Virginia. She eventually made it to all of the major tennis championships in the world. Some of her achievements was winning the French Open 1956, Wimbledon 1957 and 58, French Open doubles 1956, 57, 58, and the U.S. Open 1957 and 58. She was the first African-American to win these championships. In her entire career, she has won 11 major titles. She won the Female Athlete Award in 1957 and again in 1958. She was also the first African-American to win this award. She also received the NCAA's highest honor, the Theodore Roosevelt Award, in 1991. Althea Gibson has made an incredible impact on our society today. Her life sadly ended on September 28, 2003, in East Orange, New Jersey, due to respiratory failure. She was 76 years old. The tennis community will certainly remember her for her achievements.